Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Raiders Insider Podcast on NBCSportsCalifornia.com. Introducing your host, Oakland Raiders Insider, Scott Baer.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast. I'm your host, NBC Sports Bay Area Raiders Insider Scott Baer, and with me this week is my feature guest, James Jones, a former NFL receiver and current NFL Network analyst who's doing a lot more than just giving his opinion on all these free agent moves over the last week or so. In fact, the man has been breaking news, and the first big piece of information he broke last week was the Raiders signing a former Green Bay wide receiver, Jordy Nelson, to a two-year contract. James and Jordy go way back to 2008 in Northeast Wisconsin, and therefore James Jones had fantastic insight on what Jordy Nelson should bring to the Raiders, how he's going to work with Derek Carr. And don't forget, Derek Carr is someone that James Jones has known for a long time. As a matter of fact, he calls him Baby A-Rod, which any comparison to Aaron Rodgers is about the nicest thing you can say about a quarterback. So we talked to James about Jordy. We talked to him about Derek and Marshawn Lynch and the state of the Raiders under John Gruden as they head through this free agent period on towards the start of the offseason program. So everybody stay tuned for a great, honest, insightful interview with James Jones about guys he knows very, very well. This week's guest on the Raiders Insider Podcast is an awesome one. One I've been trying to find a perfect time to speak to James Jones, former Raiders wide receiver, former Packer, former San Jose State Spartan, and the pride of San Jose Gunderson High School. James Jones, now an NFL Network analyst, and there's no better time to talk to him than a few days after the Raiders locked down Jordy Nelson, somebody he knows very well. First of all, James, how are things going during this free agent process? Are you enjoying your new gig working for the NFL Network?
I am enjoying it, man. It's crazy to be able to look at it from this side, man. I never knew how serious people took it or how serious it was while you're playing. You know what I mean? You don't really pay attention to it while you're playing. But now that I'm on this side, man, just to see all the moves that I've made, you know, how teams and organizations work, trade this guy, pick up this guy, man, it's a crazy business, man, but it's good to see the other side, so I'm enjoying it.
Is it something that you thought about as a player? Did you consider, hey, maybe I'll go into media, or how did you get into it?
You know, I didn't really think about it until maybe my fifth year in the league when I got my own radio show in Green Bay, WIXX, and you know, it really was just, you know, we would just get on there, crack jokes, you know, we talked football, but it was more just, you know, all about personality, you know what I mean, talking different topics, and I just really enjoyed it, man, and I'm like, you know, shoot, I can see myself doing this, you know, especially being able to talk football when you're done playing, to still be close by the game, and, you know, be able to be around the guys that played the game, I thought I would enjoy it, so every offseason, I would go to NFL Network and just come on maybe a week at a time just to, you know, see if I enjoyed it. And I did. And when I retired, you know, they offered me a contract to be able to come do it. And I said, absolutely.
And this whole free agency period, as you mentioned, from this side of it is crazy seeing where all these guys are going to end up. And What was your reaction to seeing your good friend Jordy Nelson end up in Oakland, end up in the Bay Area?
Well, you know, at first I was hurt, you know, because I felt like the Packers should have, you know, did anything and everything they could to kind of keep him there and, you know, work it out for both parties. You know what I mean? Just because he's done so much for that organization, you know, I've seen him sacrifice so much, play through injuries, you know, and, you know, take less money the first time around, you know, when he could have left in free agency. And, you know, I just thought that they would work it out and do right by him. But that's the friend in me talking, you know what I mean? And then I kind of put the friend aside and think about, you know, how crazy this business is. And we've seen great players get released. We've seen great players get traded. We've seen great players not get extended and, you know, leave to go to the other team. So, you know, once I got over that and, you know, I just started talking to him, and I was talking to him through the whole process, and he told me he was going to Oakland, you know, and we all know how big of a fan I am of Derek Carr. And I just told him, man, in my opinion, if it's anybody that's a very close second to Aaron Rodgers, it is the kid you're about to play with, and that's Derek Carr. And I told him, man, I feel like it would be a great fit for him, not only with Derek Carr, but in Coach Ole's offense, Coach Olsen's offense, because I played in his offense and was able to, you know, have a bunch of catches and actually have a real good year. So I told him that I think it'll fit him well. And, you know, I just gave him my opinion. And, you know, as a friend, you just, you know, want him to land in the best place possible so he could show what he could do.
You have said it several different times that you really feel like Derek Carr is a special player. I know that you've obviously played with him and practiced with him as well. Where does that confidence in Derek Carr come from?
Well, I mean, I've been around Derek Carr for a long time. When he was at Fresno State, we used to train and throw balls together. And, you know, at that time, I only played with two quarterbacks, and that was Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And the first time I seen this kid throw, I'm like, man, I've seen these throws before. And the two quarterbacks I had, that's the only ones I got to go off of. You know what I mean? So I knew that he was going to be special. I mean, it's natural. It's the flick of the wrist. You know what I mean? He can make every throw. I mean, inside the pocket, outside the pocket. He can make plays with his legs. Extremely smart, you know, and a super competitor at the same time. He wants everything to be perfect. And, you know, I've seen those same things with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm like, man, this kid is going to be special. And I feel like, you know, Derek Carr eventually will be the MVP of the National Football League. I don't know when, but I feel like, you know, it will happen because he's that type of talent.
How did you view his 2017 season? You know, kind of a down year from a stats perspective. At the same time, the whole offense really struggled. The new coordinator.
Oh yeah, I mean, we all know every year is going to be different. I mean, and I think the main thing that really hurt him, besides the injuries, was the new offensive coordinator.
Yeah,
I felt like he had a very good feel for Coach Olsen. I feel like he had a very good feel for Musgrave. And then you bring him in another new offensive coordinator. And, you know, what Derek Carr may have liked last season on third down, this coordinator's calling something different. And, you know, so I think it takes a couple years, you know what I mean, with these new offensive coordinators to really get the best out of your quarterback. And that's why I truly believe John Gruden brought back Coach Olsen, because he's seen the success Derek had as a rookie. And to get back into his offense, you know, come into OTAs and all that stuff, knowing the whole playbook, not have to learn anything, knowing the signals, knowing the checks, and, you know, how Coach Ole is going to run stuff, I think it's really going to benefit him this year, and I think he's going to take another step.
Given that you know some of those guys in silver and black, and you obviously know Jordy Nelson well, kind of tell fans what they're going to get from a guy like Jordy. Obviously, his on-field production stands for itself, but what kind of a wideout is he? And also, there's been a lot of talk about him being a solid locker room presence, especially with a very young wideout core. What can he bring on the field and then also in the locker room?
Well, I mean, I think it's huge that they brought Jordy Nelson over there, and I think it's huge for Coop as well, because, I mean, you're getting an unbelievable leader. You're getting a guy that comes to work every day, puts his hard hat on. He grinds not only on the football field but in the film room. And when you have young guys like that, just to show them how to work, show them how to prepare, you know, it goes a long way. And then they're able to rub off on the other young guys, you know, and bringing Jordy in, I think that's what they're getting. Beyond him, you know, being a great player on the football field, man, you're getting a great locker room guy. And when you're in the National Football League, the locker room is really everything. You know, when you got guys in there, whether you're winning or losing, sending a positive message, you know, telling people, you know, guys to keep grinding, keep working, you know what I mean? I think that can go a long way for your ball club. And signing Jordy Nelson, that's what they're going to get. And he's going to make a bunch of plays on the football field as well.
And I asked about Derek's kind of dip last year. What about Jordy? I think fans can look at, you know, his bio and say, oh, those numbers aren't what they normally are. Is he older or slower or something like that? But really, I think if you look into it, you see how many touchdowns he had while A-Rod was going, and then A-Rod gets hurt and Green Bay's offense kind of scuffles somewhat. I mean, what do you take from Jordy's last year? Do you think, all right, that's just a product of some bad circumstances, and do you expect him to have a big rebound year here in Oakland?
Well, first off, I'm not a big stat guy, man. Okay. I hate when people go straight to the stats when guys, you know, so-called have bad years stats-wise. Because, I mean, when you really look at it, like you said, when Aaron Rodgers was in there, man, he was on pace for 1,000 yards. And he was on pace for, you know, to lead the league in touchdowns. You know, and then Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. You know, you get Brett Hundley in there. You know, a totally different game plan. You know, you're trying to do different things. Read option and all that type of stuff. So it takes away, you know, from the wide receivers. But, you know, it's kind of like when they say, oh, man, this guy had more interceptions than this guy. He's better than this guy. No, because they're not throwing at this guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I really don't like to look at it stats-wise, but I just look at it when he had Aaron Rodgers, you know, we probably wouldn't even be talking about Jordy even getting released. He probably would be making $9 million with the Packers right now. He would have had over 1,000 and probably 10 touchdowns again, you know, because he was on pace for that. He had 6 touchdowns in 4 games, you know, with Aaron Rodgers. So I still think he has a lot left. I still think, you know what I mean, he's going to go out there and play at a high level. Got a very good quarterback. I think he's going to benefit off Derek Carr. And I think he's going to make a lot of plays. And I think it'll be good for him because he's back with Edgar Bennett. So, you know, I think they'll move him around a lot, put him in the slot, utilize his smartness, you know, and, you know, put him in there some. And I think he'll have a big-time year and, you know, get back to the old Jordy Nelson.
Marshawn Lynch is going to be in the fold. The Raiders just cut him a million-dollar check. What do you think of that choice? And, I mean, obviously the second half of the year.
I actually love it, man. I think him and Doug Martin together in that backfield, you know, is going to be solid. Whenever you get these guys over there that, you know, have something to prove and a chip on their shoulder, just got released, have something to prove, and I'm talking about Doug Martin, get him with Marshawn Lynch. I think you got a two-headed monster back there, man. And, you know, I think from what I'm seeing them doing the offseason, it's going to be run, some play action pass, and, you know, be able to make it easy on everybody. And I think that's going to benefit the whole offense. So it'll be good.
And as you look at it, I mean, you kind of touched on this earlier on, but when you're with a team for a long time, whether it's, you know, Doug Martin or Jordy, or you were with Green Bay for what, 7-8 years, and I mean, that transition away from a team that you've known and you've been loyal to and you've sacrificed physically for, is that a tougher thing to separate the emotion from the business part of it? Maybe it's easier said than done.
Yeah, it is hard. And, you know, at the end of the day, we all know it's a business. So we know that, you know, it's very rare that you finish your career with one team. But at the same time, when you've been there so long, when it's time for you to go, it does hurt, you know, because I think I forget who I was talking to, but, you know, I always told them, if you play 20 years, you always feel like you had 21 in you.
Yeah.
You know what
right?
I mean? So you don't never really think it's your time. You always think like, you know, I got one more in me, no matter how many years you play. And, you know, when you play through so many injuries for an organization, and not only that, when you play with those guys in the locker room and you fight and you scratch and you clone for one goal to win a Super Bowl, you know, and then you don't, and then you leave, you know, or get released or get cut or get traded, you know what I mean? It hurts. So, you know, in the beginning it's tough, but we all understand it's a business, and when you move on to your next team, you know, okay, these guys in my locker room is my family, and we're going to try to get, you know, to the Super Bowl and chase what we were trying to chase.
Jordy grew up in a Kansas farm, went to Kansas State, then moved to Northeast Wisconsin. How do you think the Bay Area is going to treat him? A little bit different.
Well, like I told I told him, I said, because he had called me like, man, how you think I'm going to do out there? I said, man, I played with you for eight years, man. I said, my Cali swag has rubbed off on you. You will be fine. You will go out there. I said, you will be fine. I said, anything you need, I'll be there. I'm there. You know what I mean? So it'll be all good. So, no, the transition will be smooth for him, man. I just told him, only difference is you're going to have to wake up a little bit earlier because I mean, you're going to have to beat that traffic. There ain't no traffic in Green Bay. You just have to drive and beat that traffic to get to work. But I said, other than that, man, you'll be fine. I think his kids will enjoy. You know, it's obviously a lot more to do in California. His kids will enjoy it, you know, and I think it'll be good for him to finish his career there and, you know, decide what he wants to do after these 2 years are up.
James Jones, thank you so much for taking the time. I have one more question for you, more of a personal question, but I'm seeing on social media that you just had a pretty swanky retirement party and a lot of people showed up. This is a kind of a star-studded sort of event, and I'm sure it was cool on the night, but have you had a chance, I know it just happened, but have you had a chance to reflect that a lot of these guys don't live next door, right? Like that they had to come from across the country to come to this thing. Does that kind of sink in that you obviously made a positive impression on, like, not just famous people, but just people that you come in contact with and things like that? Was that a really good feeling just to see how many people
it
came
does
for that?
It does, man. It does, because when I was playing, man, as a teammate, I just wanted to be the best teammate that I possibly could be. You know what I mean? I tried to be one of those guys who were put the money to the side and really just said, these are my guys. You know what I mean? And this is my family. I ain't worried about money. I ain't going to let no money get in between us. Yeah, we're going to compete on the football field, but at the end of the day, we're family. And I think, you know, from everybody who showed up, you know, I gave them that impression, like truly genuine. When you make a play, I'm more excited than when I make a play, you know, and when you do good, I'm more excited than when I do good. And I think, you know, my teammates got that feel from me. You know what I mean? They trusted me. We had great relationships. So to see them come out and fly out, man, and celebrate, you know, me retiring, man, it meant everything. And it's huge because at the end of the day, when you're done playing, whether you play for 5, whether you play for 20, I truly believe the friendships that you make is, you know, the true reason why you play this game. You know what I mean? You're able to just have personal relationship with these guys for the rest of your life. So it was huge to just have all those guys there.
James, thank you so much for the time, man. Of course, Raiders fans, you can catch him on NFL Network, well, all the time. And best of luck with your new gig, and I'm sure we'll see you around the East Bay.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks to everyone for downloading and listening to this week's edition of the Raiders Insider Podcast, and a very special thanks to James Jones for taking time out during what is an extremely busy week over at the NFL Network to talk all things Raiders and really give us great details and insight on Jordy Nelson, someone who's going to play a major role in the 2018 Raiders offense. If you haven't already, please visit Apple Podcasts or Google Play to subscribe to the Raiders Insider Podcast. If you like our podcast, give us a rating and a review. You can also follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at @MBCSAuthentic. We'll be back next week with another great guest. Thank you so much for listening, Raiders fans. Talk to you soon.
The Raiders Insider Podcast on NBC Sports California.com.